Good morning, Brother Kwasi Aguamankwa.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
You are the General Secretary of ITOC Africa, and we are now in 2011. So this is a Congress year. Brother Kwasi, is this Secretariat doing any preparatory work towards ITOC Africa's Congress?
Yes, Sebe, indeed, this is Congress year. And in fact, last year in October, during our fourth General Council, the General Council fixed the date of Congress, our second ordinary Congress, and also decided the theme for Congress. And that theme is renewing the African trade union movement towards African emancipation. Since the beginning of the year, the Secretariat has been very busy preparing towards Congress. Already at the end of last year, we sent out notification to all affiliates, and I should add that in the General Council that made the decision to hold Congress in October this year, and which also agreed the theme, some ideas about possible resolutions came up. But those ideas or resolutions have to be fully decided in a meeting of the General Council, which will decide the agenda for this Congress. And that General Council is scheduled for next week, for 11th and 12th of April, where the full agenda, the total agenda for Congress will be decided, including the resolutions which will be passed at Congress.
Okay, thank you. So the full agenda will be known next week, but for the time being, can you tell us something about that agenda? What resolutions have you prepared so far, and what other business will Congress deal with?
Well, normally, Congress will look at a report of the organization's work in the last 4 years since the last Congress. So we'll do that. Congress will look at the performance, the operation of the governing structures. Congress will look at how the organization sought to implement the resolutions of the last Congress. It will also look at a financial report, also elect the General Secretary and adopt new resolutions. So the next week's meeting actually will be devoted to firming up this, but in addition to that, going into some more detail on the nature of resolutions that will be accepted. Now, if you take the theme, for instance, renewing the African trade union movement towards African emancipation, the General Council will have to discuss exactly how to relay the theme into the proceedings of Congress, whether there is going to be a thematic report which is going to be discussed, or whether there is going to be a special resolution that lays focus on the theme. Now, I should say that in the meeting of October last year, Congress, the General Council already, as I indicated, gave some indications of some of the resolution areas. This includes some issues which have already been covered by the Congress of the ITUC globally, on human rights, climate change, young workers, migrant labor, organizing on HIV/AIDS. And the General Council already agreed to look at those areas in our own Congress. But in addition to that, there were other areas which the General Council raised. And this include African integration, questions of a new strategy for Africa, new development strategy for Africa, questions of trade union unity in Africa at both regional and national levels, questions of democracy, peace and security in Africa, and the role of the African Union. You know, these are some of the more specific Africa-related questions which came up. And the General Council in its meeting next week will devote some time to discussing these areas. And hopefully, from that discussion from the General Council, the Secretariat will get some input into how the resolutions can be drafted. In fact, one other major one that I slipped my mind just now is a question of food security, as well as desertification and environmental degradation in Africa. I mean, these are very specific things that we think are likely to occupy our attention.
ITUC Africa's Congress is going to be held this year against the background of electoral disputes in Africa. I understand that more than 15 presidential elections are going to be held in Africa this year, but so far there are too many electoral disputes. So what do you think can be a solution to this problem?
Well, in fact, even though the next week's General Council will be discussing the agenda of Congress as its real main item on its agenda, the General Council will also look at the question of electoral disputes. We are going to look at political developments in Africa, including what has happened in North Africa in the last few months, and also electoral disputes. And this is because we think that electoral disputes are becoming too common on the continent, and they are becoming a major source of conflict and destabilization. So we are going to devote some time to considering what to do in relation to them, how as trade unions we can relate to this unfortunate situation, and also perhaps how we can, what we can suggest to the African Union, or get the African Union and the sub-regional economic communities to be doing in relation to this. Of course, we think that one of the ways that we should be dealing with electoral disputes will be to strengthen the African Union and its institutions, and in the particular area of disputes, the jurisdiction that the EU can have over elections. Because the question about electoral disputes, the main source of disputes and conflict is basically the integrity of the electoral process. Whether the elections have been free and fair, whether candidates have had a proper chance to canvass their position and to be voted for or voted against. Now, in the way in which electoral disputes have occurred, it has often been the case of the, if one should say, the over-exploitation of incumbency. In a few cases, you have the opposition being the one which is responsible for massive fraud, but that's rare. Normally, it is incumbency which is over-exploited. Now, if the name of the game in town today is democracy, and even dictators, both in Africa and around the world, pay lip service to democracy because they cannot justify dictatorial rule, they cannot justify tyrannical rule and all that, it means that democracy is something that everybody accepts. And of course, elections are only one aspect of democracy, but they are an important part of it, because you need to have an elected government which people have confidence in, for people to accept the rules subsequently which are used. I think one of the Yeah. So I was saying that one of the possible remedies may be to consider whether the body that conducts elections on this continent should not be supranational. In other words, it should not transcend all the nation states, what we have as nation states today. To have an African institution which conducts elections for all the territories in Africa, all the different countries in Africa. This way, we could ensure that the leaders that emerge in any particular part of Africa as leaders, whether as prime minister or as president, would be actually the choice of the people who have the right to vote in those areas. Because if you have an African institution which straddles the countries, goes beyond, whose authority is all over in every country, we will not have a situation where an electoral commission is subject to the authority or manipulation by any particular government. And in fact, you can foresee the electoral commission being independent because it does not owe allegiance to any particular government. And I think that may be one thing, one mechanism to explore quite seriously in looking for an end to electoral disputes. I mean, or in fact, to conflicts arising out of disputes, because as for disputes, they can always arise. The important thing is to have a mechanism by which you solve it properly. And if it's also a dispute which arises out of certain omissions, but which omissions cannot be assigned to the bad faith of an implementing agency, I think it's easier to settle, you know, than where people dispute elections largely because they think it's been unfair and that they have been given a particularly raw deal by electoral commission, which is either subject to the authority or manipulation of one government or one power or the other.
Thank you very much, Robert Kwasi.